Now, at least 65 people have been killed and nearly 300 are still missing after a huge fire engulfed a housing complex in Hong Kong. The blaze, which tore through 7 of the 8 tower blocks, has been brought under control. The complex overall is home to more than 4,500 people. These residents have been speaking to reporters at the scene.
When my son called, I opened the window and saw firefighters already set up the ladder. Then I went door to door, knocking and shouting, "Fire, fire, leave now." I told everyone on our floor to get out. There are 8 units on our floor.
It's tragic here. I even shed tears. Why does such a disaster happen? I hope they can overcome this.
Selina Cheng is a reporter for the Hong Kong Free Press and she's been at the scene.
I've been at the scene all day in the public housing estate that is close to Wan Fu Court. Today, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people still around the area because there are many people who are now displaced, but also thousands of volunteers who are gathering supplies and materials for those in need. So things such as food and water, medication, clothing and blankets. And I think in the neighborhood surrounding the site, there are around 9 to 10 temporary shelters now open by the government where people can just get rest and sleep in there.
At this point, how much is known about the cause of the fire?
Officials say they are investigating it, but the initial inspection, they think it may be related to the materials used in the scaffolding, specifically the mesh that's draped over this bamboo scaffolding may not be up to standard. And so authorities have arrested 3 men of a construction company who are responsible for the renovations. The Anti-Corruption Agency in Hong Kong, the ICAC, also said they have started a special task force to investigate any potential corruption or negligence involved.
What other reaction has there been in Hong Kong? Because the scale of this tragedy must be shocking for people.
Yeah, it's shocking because of the size of the fire. It's engulfed pretty much 7 buildings, all of them, and there were thousands of people living in there. So I believe Hong Kong hasn't seen a fire of such scale in decades, if not at all in its history. And so the government's pretty much all hands on deck, deploying more than 1,000 firefighters and other rescue workers to respond to it. And naturally, of course, there are a lot of questions and anger surrounding what could have happened for the fire to spread so quickly and affecting so many people. In social media groups of the neighborhood and of the building, people were already asking questions about the contractor. Since last year, there was a dispute in the housing committee of this housing estate where people were unhappy about the tendering process for the contractor and how it was all done. So this is very much a developing situation, and for sure people will be asking questions and seeking justice for their relatives and loved ones they have lost.
You were saying to us that people have found emergency shelter, that places have been opened, but in the longer term, is there anywhere for people to go if they've lost their home?
So there are many kinds of housing in Hong Kong, including transitional housing and other temporary housing. I see that some hotels have said that they've made rooms available for people to stay for longer periods. And there were also reports that authorities were considering reopening some of the COVID isolation shelters. So basically, container-like housing units that were built during COVID, designed to house thousands of people for long periods of time.
And that was reporter Selina Cheng talking to me a little earlier from Hong Kong.